Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a New Day radio show where the dialogue is authentic, host is passionate, and we help you to become empowered, inspired, resilient, and transformed. Yes, our focus is to change our world by transforming one business and one life at a time. Now, here is your host, author, columnist, reinvention coach, entrepreneur, teacher, and speaker, Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson.
Well, happy fall, everyone, and I hope you are enjoying the beautiful fall season. Here in Connecticut, it's still very warm. As a matter of fact, people are still cooking out on their grills and everything, so it is all good. So again, I want you to know that the chat room is up and running. The telephone number to call is 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. And I look forward to having you join with me in this conversation today.
Some friends you gain, some you lose. In the back of your mind, you're looking for love, but found the blues. That's why I've come from far away, to take away the blues. And I've come to say, I want to be more than just somebody. I want to be more than just a friend. I want to be more than someone special, 'cause special friends sometimes they won't understand.
You know, every time I hear this song plays, it reminds me how committed I am to doing this show, and feel so absolutely blessed that I am called to do this. Well, I'm supposed to have a guest. He has not called in yet. For those of you who have been following me for a while, you know my story, and it's no secret that I was once homeless. And one of the persons who used to be in the Amos house when my son and I were there is supposed to be joining, and I am waiting for him to call in. Last week, he should also be here, and I'm not sure what happened, why he did not turn up. When I reached him, he said it's a long story. So I just let the length of the story along, offered him another slot today. So I'm going to continue to do the show. If for any reason he doesn't turn up, I'll just go in and edit the title of the show. So, you know, it's amazing, because when you are called to do a certain task in life. And when you answered the call, it means a lot. As a matter of fact, this young man, and I won't call his name in case he don't turn up. When he turns up, I will have him to stay and have him share his story. But the other day, when I reconnected with them and I was speaking with his mother, and she was literally in tears. And she said, "Daphne, you are so good. You're so good to me. You've always been good to me and my boy, and my boys worship you. My boys look up to you. And I had not listened to you. Had I listened to what you were saying to me, I would have been way, way more ahead of what I'm doing." And I sat and I listened and I thanked her for the kind words that she was sharing with me. However, as I listened intently to her, what came to my mind was, when you are obedient, it makes a difference. Because this happened when the kids were like 10 years old. We're talking about 20 plus years. And as she speaks of things, I normally say to her, it is as if she was speaking about just right now, like I had just said to her. And we never know the impact that we're making on someone. Just do whatever comes in your heart to do. Don't filter it. Don't ask, why am I supposed to do this? Don't prejudge and say they're not going to listen. And even when you say something to them and they do not take action, your job was to plant the seed. And so long as you plant the seed, your job is done. You plant the seed, somebody else will come along and they will fertilize it. Some people will water it. However, it is the person's responsibility to nurture it for the rest of their lives. And you and I may plant some seeds and we may never, ever see the people again. However, the word that we spoke into their lives will resonate with them and it will remain with them. And conversations like what the lady had with me a month ago will always, always happen. So please, I ask you not to run away from that which you're called to do. And said, "Here I am, Lord. Here I am. Use me. I'm ready to be used." Each and every one of us is called for something special. And there are some people who are embarrassed about their life journey. Some of them are ashamed about their life journey. And some of them act as if the world owes them something. And they never let go whatever the hurt was in the past so they can move on to do something greater. I want to ask you to inspect your life. Look and see what's going on with you. Have you been getting an inclination to say something to somebody and you keep pushing it aside and say, "No, I'm not doing it because they are not going to listen to me"? I tell you something, if the universe did not know that they will listen to you, the universe would not appoint you this task. We are appointed the task because we are pre-appointed to take responsibility of certain tasks that will come up in our lives. We are predestined to do this thing. And whether we do it willingly or not, we are probably pouting as we head towards doing it. However, the important thing is that we follow through and do that. Because the work you and I are doing is not for ourselves. The work we do is to help other people make a difference in their lives. There are many, many, many people who are hurting globally. And this is why programs like these are so beneficial, because there are some people who they don't have the know-how to go get counseling or to get therapy or to go see a spiritual leader. However, they might be, they probably don't even have a computer, but they will go to their neighbor's home and they might be blessed to catch the show when it's on. And even if they hear it one time, and to hear what I'm saying or to hear what a special guest is saying, they can take what they hear and use it to make a difference in their lives. So regardless of what your story is, it's part of your journey. It really is. And nothing for you to be shamed about. Because as you get up, as you become older, you are going to see, wow, this really makes sense. I did not understand it when I was going through, but today, as I look at it where I am, it helps me to really, really take control of my life. It helps me to open up to other people. It helps me to choose the things that I do wisely, knowing that it not only impacts me, but it impacts other people. Never give up. Someone needs to hear this. It's like you have been pushing aside. You have been pushing aside that which you are called to do. And yet you sit around and you watch the people who are taking action. And you sometimes get jealous of what they're doing because you are saying, that's what you have been saying for a long time. Well, you're absolutely right. The reason it's you is because you have not get up to move forward. You have to take action. In order to see results, you must be moving forward. Human beings weren't made to operate in reverse. We were created to move forward in every aspect of what we do. We need to be going forward at all times. So let us concentrate on going forward. Don't look to your right. Don't look to the left. Just keep going forward in your own pace. You ever watch some people jump up and you can see some people are going, easy does it, easy does it. Yet the other person that they're jogging with is gone way ahead of them. Each and every one of us has our own stamina to use what we have. And it is the same thing in accomplishing our goals. Know your pace. Know what and when. Know your stuff. Take eyes off what other people are doing and just focus on what you are called to do. Focus on what you're called to do. Because it is in the focusing of what you are called to do that you are going to be experiencing your best result. All right, I want to also remind you that this episode today is brought to you by the new you in ParadiseRetreat.com. Ignite the new you in ParadiseRetreat.com. And please check it out. The website is Ignite the New You in ParadiseRetreat.com. It is also in the chat room for the people. I am telling you, producer, because you notice when I'm typing, I can't be speaking at the same time. Because it is my practice not to multitask. So the website is right there in the chat room. You can copy it down. Ignite the new you in ParadiseRetreat.com. Ignite the new you in ParadiseRetreat.com. And this is coming up October the 25th through the 30th on the sunny island of Jamaica. We ask that you support us, Catherine Storin and myself. This retreat is created for men and women who are going to be giving you a massive content. We are going to work with you on how to claim and maintain. We are going to be doing mastermind groups. We are going to be giving you tools and techniques that will help you to build your business and at the same time to nurture and pamper you. We will also have joint venture there, because listen, man, if you are looking to grow your business alone, so we have the greatest joint venture expert who will be there, and you will have the opportunity to speak with him up close and personal. This way, you don't have to be working hard, but you are going to be working smart. So, again, the website is igniteyouinparadiseretreat.com. Ignite the new you in ParadiseRetreat.com. So we look forward to seeing you there in Jamaica. We want to learn with you. We want to grow with you. And there's going to be lots of fun, because you're not only going to be learning, but you're also going to be having a lot of fun on the beach and go out for day tours to see the island and to interact with the island people. So we look forward to see you participate there and to give you some tools and techniques to help you relax, to help you unplug, and to help you unwind. Okay, so the number to call in is 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. Yes, so I want to, it's now 7:37. And I am not sure why this young man has not called in, but this is his second opportunity that he reneges on. So for me, it's exciting to see the amazing young men that these two boys have grown into. Because they came from a foreign country and they were going through challenging times. You know how young people are. When they are in they get struggles and challenges more live in a shelter, two young men. And now both of them have grown into amazing corporations and married with wife and children. So never, regardless of life, never say never. Sometimes you can say an accent and it is which you know you need. You are going to go the distance. Whether you have the support or not, you will go the distance. It's not going to be easy. I'm telling you, it's nothing in life is easy. Nothing. Because even if you're doing something that's illegal, the time you spent watching for the police and all of that stuff, you are more stressed out than anything else. So, you know, just remain on the up and up and do that which is right. Because when it goes around and comes around, you won't have any derogatory stories that you want to. You have to correct it, because when you have children, they read it on the internet and you have to go answer to that. So call in 646-915-8166. 6-9-1-5-8-1-6-6. Please call in if you have any stories that you want to exchange. We can spend time talking about this. And as a matter of fact, I will just continue talk about me and the times when I used to be, and that was the shelter for family and children. And I tell you, while I was living there, I did not have a job. And the one thing that I always did was to wake up every day. I would get dressed and I would put my makeup on. And I would go to the office and I would ask the two counselors whether I could use the phone to make a call, look for a job, or to look for a volunteer opportunity. So for me now, the one thing the lady was saying to me, even when you were at Amos House, you were always helping the residents. You always were telling us not to be discouraged. You was always telling us how we can get things done. She said, I remember you every day. You always get dressed, whether you're going down the road or not. You always get dressed. And that's true, because you know something? I needed to feel as if I was worthwhile. And if I had got up every day and be in my pajamas, that would not be encouraging to me. You know, we had communal dining. However, I would still put the placemats out and put the place setting, just as if we were in our own home. And my son and I, we would sit and I would eat. We would eat. So we always have to keep ourselves in the frame of mind that we need to attract positive things. Because we get up and we're worrying and we are crying and we are stressed out and we are depressed, nothing is going to, as a matter of fact, things are going to be running away from us. So you might be listening to this audio and you might be going through a similar situation where you don't have your own place now. You're living with somebody. But I'm telling you, I want you to get up every day and just dress like you're in your own apartment. Treat that place as if it was your own. Treat it with respect. Show them some appreciation. Show them some love. And give gratitude every day for your new place. You got to smell the paint. Just visualize it in the color paint that you like. You got to see the parking garage. You have to see the lawn that you're going to mow. You have to see the flower garden. You got to create it in your mind before you are going to be turning the keys. Keep your mind clear. Keep your mind focused. And whichever stage you are now, examine what's going on right here. What feelings are you experiencing? What thoughts are going through your mind? Are they encouraging thoughts? Are they thoughts that will add value? Do you need to keep them or do you need to discard them? Only you can answer those questions. And you cannot fool yourself. You may try your best to fool the public, but you cannot fool yourself. Don't lie to yourself because you know you better than anybody else knows you. So why not just tell you the truth? Wherever you mess up, just acknowledge it. And be grateful that you caught it now. And right now, you're going to do what it takes to modify it. Because you don't want to say, I am sorry, I did not look after this. And I'm sorry I didn't that. And you want to put it off. There are no tomorrows, ladies and gentlemen. Now, no tomorrows. So we need to do the best that we can with right now because this is what we have. And for those of us who get the blessing to wake up and see another day, we give gratitude and we just live like it is our last day. Face whatever is happening in your life, as troublesome as it might be. Learn the lessons from that because it is only in the learning of the lesson that you're going to get promoted. And you're going to move up. If you keep pushing it aside and don't want to acknowledge it and you don't want to accept it, then you will be there forever. Forever. You are going to be staying there. It's as if one's life. Never. You just have to accept. Accept that, yes, I deserve that. I am the child of the Most High. My father is a king. I am a princess or a prince. Know your kingdom rights. Know your kingdom rights. Because, you know something, our father did not any known good people. Our Father went all out for us. All out. All out for us. And we sometimes get into a mode of ungratefulness. We get into a mode of unwillingness. We get into a mode of judgment, being judgmental to other people. Because they probably don't speak the language that we speak, or their skin color is different, or their hair texture is different. Many, many stigmas will separate us from our greatness. So again, the number to call is 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. So I am looking here for now. Let me see if this works. I want to welcome Dabu one to the show. Unfortunately, this over is not playing. So I want to welcome Dabu to the show. My guest did not turn up. So I'm just here talking about life stories and life issues. Dabu one, thank you for joining. And if you are interested in sharing any life story or join the conversation, the number you can call is 1-646-915-8166. That's the number you can call in should you care to join this conversation with me. It would be an honor to have you. Where are you joined from, Dabu One? Can you hear me? Type in the box and tell me where you're joining from. This is the first time I've seen you on my show, so welcome, welcome, welcome. Do you have any questions about life issues, adversities, or of those things? Okay, so again, the number 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. So you are welcome to call in and to ask any questions or share any adversities that you encountered in the past and now you have turned it around and making a difference in the world. So I'm going to go back because I was mentioned about the guest that was supposed to be here, and I watched him grow because we were in the same shelter when I was homeless. He and his mother and his brother was there, and now he is a grown man, and he is has a family and children, writing books and doing a lot of amazing things. So what are your adversities that you have overcame? I remember coming to the U.S. From Jamaica, and people would say that, oh, you have such a thick accent, and, you know, you can't do the kind of work you do because people are not going to understand you. Yeah, that's what they told me, that people are not going to understand you when you speak. So there are many people out there who have really, really, really do their best to tear me down. However, I am what you call a hard head in Jamaica, you know. You challenge me and I show you something. So as they told me that, I am telling myself, you watch me do this. Watch me do this. Accent or no accent, I am doing it. I don't have time to be watching the petty stuff that people are telling me. I don't do this, not that color. I don't have the right hair texture. And the list goes on and on. People are always going to find things to tear you down. However, you must be convinced at what you are called to do. And don't let anybody put any bug in your tire. You know what happened when you pick up a nail tire? What happened? It deflates the tire. And what these people are saying to us, that's what they're trying to do. They are trying to deflate our life. They are trying to get the air out of our life, suck us dry so we can't do what we are called to do. So I'm telling you, you got to protect your dreams. Protect your dreams. Don't let anybody knock them out of your life. Adversities. If it is called, check them off. Yeah, this is here now. Oh, I learned a little lesson from this. You move on. When the next one, you learn the lesson and you check it off. Before long, you are going to be experiencing such great success. And you look, and majority of your goals, you're going to be checking them off of that master list. Never give up on yourself under no circumstances. Get people who believe in you to support you. A lot of times, I'm telling you this, and please don't be surprised. A lot of times, they are strange people. They are not your friends, and they are not your family members. Tell you why it's none of those people. It's because a lot of times when you become successful, you're actually showing up your friends and members who have not done anything with their lives. So they don't want to see you do anything. They want you to still be there with them. Oh, and they're going to say, oh, but you're 60 years old. You talking about going to school. You should be thinking about retirement now. Why you want to go to school? However, you know what you have in your heart to work on. And that's what you need to do. Don't let any of your dreams. And don't be too eager. Don't be too eager to share your dreams with others that are not doing anything with their lives. They are not doing anything with their lives. So, please, don't be apologizing about what you're going to be doing. And because somebody's trying to put cold water on your dreams, you say, all right, I guess it's too hard. I don't want to do it. You got to support it. You know, like when you have your kids, same way you have to do with your dreams and your vision. Because it's your baby, you got to protect it. You have to protect it. And do not let anybody trample on it. Guard it with everything that you have. Guard it, protect it, nurture it. Nurture it. Get a mentor, because when times get rough, you will need to speak with somebody who understands what you're going through. And at the same token, they will not enable you, but they will help you to stretch and say, yeah, okay, I hear you. What do you do now? So they are not going to allow you to sit in pity and wallow day in and day out. They give you a little bit of time to have a pity party. But then they say, okay, now, come. Okay, now, what are you going to do about it? Great mentors, they're going to say, and. So, you have a plan A, a plan B, a plan C. And when you have different plans, you don't have time to get bored because you are busy creating things that will nourish your goals and your vision. You are not resting. Like I was listening to a lady's scope, I think it was last night, she was on Periscope, and she was saying, I am just so excited about the work I'm doing. Sometimes I go to bed 1 on 2:30 at night, and I still don't want to sleep. Because she has big visions and big goals at them, and she's protecting them because sometimes there are people around who knows her, and they're telling her, oh, you single parent and I, why you want to go take up more of that? You're going to be traveling to leave your daughter? You got to tell people, I got this. I'm not doing it for me. And the person that assigned me to do it, he got this. He really, really does. So you got to look people right in their eyeball and tell, listen, man, clearly and truly don't need your input. You'll be the first to know when I need it because I'll call you. And once you start excelling and once you start succeeding in what you're doing, all of those naysayers will be coming back to you and telling you, oh, I always, always know you were going to do good. And all you have today to say is thank you with a gorgeous big old smile on your face. Don't get into it and say, oh, but didn't you tell me not to do this because of X, Y, Z? Don't even go there because you know who have your back. You know who's supporting you. And that's the only person that you need to give answers to. So again, I want to invite you to connect with me on social media. I am on Twitter, Blab, and Periscope, and catch me as Dynamic Daphne. So Blab, Periscope, catch me, and Twitter. I am at Dynamic Daphne. On Facebook, I'm Daphne Clarkson, and I'm also Dynamic Daphne. On LinkedIn, I am Daphne Clark Hudson. And I also want to encourage you to follow me here on the show, Be Market Favorite. And every week, you will be told who I am having on as a guest or who we will be speaking to. If you are local in Connecticut, I want you to support by watching a New Day TV show. We are on in Danbury on Wednesdays and Fridays. You can check the schedule to see. I think Wednesday is at 7 p.m. and Friday is at 11 a.m. In Newtown, we are on at 7 p.m. and Thursdays at 11 a.m. And up in Bridgeport, we are on Saturday at 12:30. Over in Cromwell, we are on Mondays at 7 p.m. The names I have mentioned on social media, just Google Daphne Clark Hudson, and you'll see all the places I'm on. I'm on Instagram, and I am on Facebook. And I also want to invite you to please visit my website at DaphneClarkHudsonEmpowers.com. DaphneClarkHudsonEmpowers.com. And you will get a free gift there. just sign up for my newsletter. It comes out once a week on Monday morning, and it is called A Weekly Shot of Dynamic Daphne. So I share personal stories. I share things that's happening around. Any stories I hear from other people that I think will be beneficial to you, my readers. Not confidential things. So you don't have to worry to say, I don't want to coach me because she's going to be talking about my stuff. No, not like that. All right? So again, I look forward to have you join me on the social media, on Pinterest, Instagram, Blab, Periscope. Catch me now. I think I left one out. Twitter. Blab, Twitter, Periscope, Instagram, Pinterest, and Facebook. So I look forward to see you join me there. And let me know that you are from my show community. And please share this link with your friends. You can also download it off Instagram, off iTunes, and share it. And you can go back over the years since 2009, and you can download any archive you see. Very excited. I don't know why the guests did not turn up, and that's okay. As I said before, two is a charm, so I guess he just bite the dust. So I want to thank everyone who has listened. I want to encourage you to keep focused, keep your eyes on the prize, and never give up. I tell you, when things begin to get challenging, when you are struggling, that's when your breakthrough is right here. So just keep pressing. Just keep pressing in. Don't you ever give up. We are here Wednesday mornings at 10. Saturday and Sunday night at 11 p.m. Remember, you are called destiny. Do not let anyone or anything derail you from that. So long until Wednesday. Have a great week.
Call it destiny. Will you let me know? What's the plight that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart? Thank you.
directing me. Hallelujah. To my destiny. I dare you to declare it. Tell the Lord thank you for showing me. Hallelujah. And directing me. Speak to it. My destiny. Come on, you declare it to the Lord.